Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Before we get into today's program, I want to note that the 94.3 Faith FM Share the Faith Radiothon will be taking place starting this Thursday, November 12th, and running until Saturday, November 14th. This year's goal of $100,000 will help the station reach several key upcoming benchmarks that you'll be hearing more details about in the coming months. Faith FM is a not-for-profit ministry that relies heavily on listener support to sustain the operations from month to month. You'll be able to call the station's pledge lines anytime between 5:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. during the November 12 to 14 campaign, or reach the office line any weekday between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. with your pledge of support. As well, there's always an opportunity to give online via Canada Helps at faithfm.org. And thank you in advance for your support of Faith FM. And now to this week's Arts Connection. Since 2009, Guelph's New Life Christian Reformed Church has taken a portion of its sanctuary walls and turned them into an art gallery. Artists such as Rachel Albano, Sylvia Woods, Tina Newlove, Phil Irish, Chris Cuthill, and earlier this year, students from the Redeemer University College have exhibited their work and held artist talks to inform congregation members about their art. Tonight's guest, Nicole Ensing, oversees this gallery as part of her responsibilities as New Life's Worship Ministry Coordinator. We'll talk to Nicole about art as worship ministry in a few moments. But before we begin our conversation with Nicole, let's listen to Louder from Michael Austin Harris's new CD, Glorious Kingdom. And now to our interview with Nicole Ensing. Good evening, Nicole.
Good evening.
Now, the Art as Worship exhibit has been around since about 2009. Why did the church decide to devote some of the walls of its sanctuary specifically to visual art?
If we go back to 2008, our church was doing some visioning and looking ahead to what we wanted to focus our energies on. And there was a group that broke off to talk about worship, and a number of us had expressed how much we felt we met God through visual arts. And New Life is a very creative church, and visual arts is a component, was a component already, but we felt we could be more deliberate about bringing in art. And so we made a proposal to our leadership suggesting that we do prepare an art gallery in our sanctuary, and had approval for that, and that started in 2009.
Well, looking at that, you said that New Life was already doing visual art. What type of things was New Life doing?
So I think if you go farther back, there's, you know, the typical banners, but I started in 2004 as the worship coordinator. I have a background in art. I studied at Sheridan College, and so I bring that passion for art into my work. And we started to, myself and another lady, Betty Ann Bolsema, really get into collaborative art pieces. And so sometimes it involved carving things to make three-dimensional art to help support a sermon series. And sometimes it was just often very three-dimensional, you know, adding streamers or things at Pentecost. So it wasn't just a flat banner, but we were coming into our worship space more. And we also engage with dance and worship flags. So I would say that worship arts had been represented quite well. A little bit of drama, readers theater, things like that. Mm-hmm. So to move into having a gallery was a natural step and something that kind of worked with my strengths already.
Right. Now, why the sanctuary? I mean, there are any number of different ways that the churches have incorporated art. I mean, some have done it in their foyers, some have done it in other areas. They set aside a room that they use as a gallery. Why did you choose specifically the sanctuary for the gallery?
Because we wanted to bring art more deliberately into our worship space. You know, the rest of the church it was not really conducive to having a gallery. Our foyer is a lot of open windows, so there's not a lot of wall space there. But we really wanted to bring that into our worship space because we know that, you know, some people respond to words, some people respond to music, and some people respond to visuals. Maybe you meet God best outside on a walk in creation. And so we knew we just wanted to develop that more holistic kind of approach to worship in our worship space.
Well, as you were going through the process of presenting the idea and presenting the concept of a gallery within the sanctuary, and that were there any objections that came up or any questions that and concerns that people had about that kind of a project?
No, there were no objections at all, and we proposed it as a pilot project. So we said, let's try one and see how that works. And so we had a really excellent space in our sanctuary of open walls, and so we just tried it. We didn't have extra lighting at the time, and, you know, as it was received really well, that's when in future years we started to budget for adding gallery lighting and things like that. But it was a really low-risk try, right? Because we could bring in some art, there'd be some holes in the walls. We have an awesome custodian who doesn't mind fixing all of the holes later, and there were no objections at all.
So going from there, and it sounded like it took a few months to get going from the 2008 visioning aspect to the first exhibit in 2009. How did you find the artists to take part in first that initial exhibit and then going on as you went forward?
So some of the artists we as a team know personally. I have some connections to some people in the arts community myself, and we just sort of say, okay, who do you know? And we look at these artists together as a group and decide who we'd like to invite. We go on studio tours. So Guelph has a number of studio tours. We've gone to the studio tour in Elora. We go to Redeemer University in Ancaster because they have a good art department there, and it's a faith-based university. So then we know that we're finding a Christian artist in that capacity. We also search the internet and find artists that way. We ask artists to recommend other artists to us.
Well, in terms of you know, finding the artists and you're finding Christian artists and that, was there ever any question or discussion about what the subject matter was going to be? Were there ever any restrictions put on the committee that's involved with this to say it has to be this type of artwork?
I think that we have had a restriction on content in the respect that this is a church. This is not first and foremost a gallery. So people need to know that they can come with safety. You know, nudity, for example, could be an issue for some members. You know, I have always brought my children to art galleries, and so that was not going to be an issue for me. But for someone else, that could be. So we have always said there's no nudity in artwork. Sometimes material is a little bit dark, and so then, you know, we like to have the artist come and speak and have a chance then to kind of explain or to take questions and speak about what their art is saying. We also recognize that, you know, some people will really be drawn to the representational art, and some people will be drawn to abstract, and we like to broaden the style of art so that, you know, we're offering our congregation a chance to see art that they maybe never would, and to kind of gain an appreciation. Well, once you meet an artist and hear them talk so passionately about their work, even if it's a style that you don't necessarily like yourself, you can appreciate what has gone into the whole process.
Well, I want to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Nicole Ensing, who is New Life Christian Reformed Church's Worship Ministry Coordinator. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Back to Hearts Connection. You've been listening to Yahweh featuring Allie Matthews from the Glorious Kingdom CD by Guelph's Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Nicole Ensing. Nicole, one of the things I found in terms of getting ready for this is this program is the fact that the Christians in Visual Arts, which is a really neat ministry to Christians who are involved in visual arts, has just put out a book called Seeing the Unseen, launching and managing a church gallery, and it's something that they decided to do because this has become more and more integrated. Art has become more and more integrated in some congregations. That did you kind of wish you had a handbook like this to set up when you were setting up your exhibits back in 2008?
That's a good question. I'm not sure that we ever came to a point where we said, oh my goodness, we don't know what to do here. I think the toughest part for us was when we created our artist in residence program. And then we were not sure what to do. And so we actually sourced out at Calvin College. They had some materials on our artist in residence. And that was probably the hardest. So setting up the gallery was not, you know, we visited galleries, we talked to people, and that was okay. But preparing a good artist in residence program, we definitely needed help with that.
Well, sort of give us an idea, like, when you're talking artist in residence program, because that might be a term that some people haven't heard or aren't familiar with. How does the church work with an artist in residence program?
Well, last year was our first year. We had Anita Van Zumeren come, and she's a painter. And basically, we invited her to do this program with us, to, you know, letting her know that this was our first time, and so we were going to, you know, work it out together with her. We had set aside a budget. We had decided that it was very important that we pay her a good value for her time. So we had a budget, and then we explained, this is your budget for materials and your time, and it's up to you to decide how to spend it. And then she met with our preaching team. We worked on a series for the entire year, which was Blessed to be a Blessing, and that was kind of our church theme for the year. And then she came up with this fabulous idea of using umbrellas. We had said it was important to us to engage many members in our congregation so that they have an opportunity to participate in creating a collaborative piece of art. And so then over the course of 5 weeks, she worked with different groups, and we created this changing display based on the Beatitudes. And so it was important that she had, you know, was paid. It was important that she engaged with many people in our congregation, and we had a theme to work on. So she came up with the idea of what it was going to be. In the end, we were so, so pleased with how that went. I mean, Anita went above and beyond our expectations. She probably got paid very little for the amount of hours that she invested into it. But it's something that we were able to draw on, and because it was umbrellas, we were able to use them in different ways, and, you know, they came out again at Christmas in a drama, and they came out again at Easter, and it was just a really wonderful experience for us.
Well, I remember dropping by when you had the Redeemer students doing their exhibit and seeing those umbrellas, and didn't have a chance to talk to you about it at the time because I found them, that whole idea fascinating and wondered what they were doing there. Getting back to the gallery aspect, and as you're working on that, were there any major challenges that you faced as you were going through, either in terms of putting it together or getting artists or you know, developing the whole process?
So a couple things probably. Getting lighting into our space was a bit of a trick. Because we have concrete walls, and it involved, you know, making sure we had a good electrician who could kind of circumnavigate all of that sort of thing, and scoping out price. And then it's budgeting, right? Because you have this idea, but then you need to budget for it, which will happen the next year. So time, and time is probably our biggest challenge all the time when we're booking artists. We'll see an artist that we love their work that they have right now. We see it fitting in either a liturgical season or there's a sermon series that it really supports well. And so you'll say to them, can we book you? And they may be busy for a while. And so 6 months, 8 months down the road, they're going to come and exhibit. But in that time, they may have sold their art that we were so excited about. So the timing is a challenge. And I guess the third thing would be when we go to meet artists who we don't have a connection through, you know, a church connection, because we approach artists who are not necessarily Christians either. We believe that God is the creator, God creates, and his truth can show through a lot of, you know, through all things. So we will sometimes approach people that we are not sure if there is a faith story, and then they go, I'm sorry, you have a gallery in a church? And then, so this accepting that what we have is legitimate, now that we've been going since 2009, that's easier that's easier for us. We have a long list of artists, really celebrated artists who've exhibited at New Life, and so that's a little easier of a sell, I suppose.
And in terms of some of the logistical aspects, have you ever had any problem with the type of art that's been brought in, being able to fit it within the space, or was that all part of the discussion that you would have had prior? Is this the amount of space we have, and this is what we can do?
Right. So we curate it, and we always say that we are going to choose and select the pieces. So we know in advance the size of pieces. We have one enormous wall, and it's not lit as well as we'd like, but we have had an exhibit that was probably, I want to say, 18 or 20 feet tall that it took. That was a bit of a nightmare to hang, but it was wonderful when it was done. We're limited a little bit by the height in the gallery, that to have some really large pieces sometimes limits us. You know, and there's things like, this is a sanctuary. We have children here, and so we have insurance to make sure that those pieces are insured, but there is always the risk that a child will touch a piece or whatever, and so we worked hard at explaining to our congregation that this is for looking and not touching, and let's respect the work of the artist that is here, and we not had problems. It's been really, really good that way.
Well, if you're looking at it now, if you had somebody come to you and that has seen this and has said, you know, we want to do something similar in our church, what kind of advice would you give them to help get them started?
I would say, first of all, you need your leadership behind you on this. And so if you can find someone on your group who can speak passionately about why this is important, and you know, then your leadership will be more likely to approve that. And also, I would say, every time I go to a conference somewhere or speak to people about what we do, they're shocked because they say, our custodian would never let us put holes in the wall or whatever. We have a fabulous man, Ted, who doesn't mind, and that, you know, there's no battle then about putting holes in the wall or can we do this or can we do that. He's just so amenable to all of that, and it's wonderful. Yeah, making sure that it's going to be okay to make changes to your physical structure of your building, because putting lighting in is a change. And then I think you need to not just hang the art and expect that's going to be the end of it. I think there needs to be congregational engagement so that they have a chance to maybe be coached into how can we use this as our worship, right? We're not worshiping the item. We're using it to worship God and seeing truth and beauty of God in the art that someone else has created, and starting conversations and things like that. So that's three important things.
Well, looking at that, it's all fascinating, but we're looking at my time, and we need to take a final break here, and then we're going to come back and finish a conversation with Nicole Ensing. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I see it rising like the dawn. I can see its embers glowing on the distant horizon. I feel it swelling in my chest. I hear a million voices singing, and they're leading me to rest. They're crying, freedom. Their sight, they're crying.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Freedom from the Glorious Kingdom CD by Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Nicole Ensing, the Worship and Ministry Coordinator at Guelph's New Life Christian Reformed Church. Looking at where things are going, and we're just right now at the beginning of November, what's happening with the Art as Worship exhibit, and what's happening with just that whole aspect of art as worship within the congregation?
What's happening right now is that we have an exhibit by Gina Duke, and she will be here on November 15th to meet with our congregation and to talk about her work. She is influenced quite heavily by science in this exhibit, and so we actually have some miniatures that she'll be bringing and a microscope, so there'll be an interactive element to that exhibit. We have invited the children in our congregation to submit art for Advent, and so every year we do 5 exhibits, and one year we invite the congregation to give us their own work, and so this Advent our children will be submitting art for us to hang in the gallery. And then for December 20, our candlelight service, we've invited a ballet and contemporary dance troupe called 111 Ministries, and they will be presenting a production called Adore Him, and we're very, very excited about that one.
Yeah, listeners of this program may have recalled an interview I did with 111 Ministry a few months ago, and that sounds like it would be a fascinating addition to that whole Advent Christmas season elements of worship that you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're very excited about it. And they come and they do music and they're speaking and then there's the dance. And so I'm just really looking forward to that.
Right. Now, if people are interested in finding out more about Art as Worship and finding out more about the exhibits and things like that, where can they do that?
So on our church website page, which is www.newlifecrc.net, and they'll follow the links for worship, and then when you get to the worship page, there'll be an Art as Worship link. I also created a group on Facebook, and that's very new, and people can look that up, and we will be posting events on that to just keep people up to date that way.
Great. Nicole, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Nicole Ensing. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. Be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.